The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Ah, yes, the big day is coming up soon, and you're still looking for that unique gift for the gardener in the family. Usually, I suggest gift ideas from tools to gloves to seeds, but this year, I'm all about food. Any good edible gardener knows you need the right equipment to process all that great food you grew. So for this holiday season, think about food-related garden gifts. Here are some ideas that I have. Everyone loves tomatoes, and invariably, no matter what I say, I end up growing too many tomato plants each year. All those extra tomatoes go into canning and freezing. Now, I don't mind the skins and seeds, but I know many other gardeners do. So consider getting a tomato strainer this year. Strainers can process not only tomatoes, but other fruits and veggies into seed and skin-free sauce, perfect for cooking, canning, and freezing. Keeping herbs fresh is always a problem. I don't know how many times I've pulled out slimy, rotting old parsley and basil stalks from the refrigerator. The glass herb keeper is unique because the glass jar has a place on the bottom for a small amount of water to rest the stems in. The herbs are sealed in glass to keep them fresher longer. You can even see when they start going by. This tool is long overdue in our house. We've been growing cherries, and they produce abundantly. However, it takes hours to pit them by hand. Enter the mechanical cherry pitter. Simply pile the cherries into a chute and crank away to get cherries without pits. Finally, a few years ago, I bought my daughter a cheese-making kit. She's a foodie, and she loved it. Take a look around for kits to make mustards, pickles, fermented vegetables, and hot sauces. It's a fun project to do together over the holidays. And now for this week's tip, keep garlic bulbs covered under an upside-down clay pot in the kitchen to prevent them from drying out. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about seed shopping. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.